what's up? Maybe I'll do a cold thing, or maybe I'll just be like, hey, this is another episode of Famous Adjacent.
And putting together Patrick Perry. I don't like that.
Some people don't like that. I don't like certain people.
I did two where I was just making fun of stuff, but then I want to do one where I talk to a friend of mine about funny stuff or a story relating to being Famous Adjacent. And with me here is my buddy Corey, who I met through a famous friend of ours, Joel Moore, who's done this podcast before. You may know him from Bones, from Avatar, Grandma's Boy. He's one of our best friends, kind soul, loving soul. And Corey and I met through him, what, 8 years ago now, maybe?
Probably sounds about right.
Long time ago. And then I do comedy shows, and Corey's been awesome enough to take photos for us because he likes laughing and taking photos. And he started telling me the story about Nicolas Cage, and I wanted to. I'm like, oh, you know what? You should. Well, it could be a very short story. This could be a three-minute
short story.
This could be a 3-minute podcast. But I'm like, oh, you know what? That could be funny to either put on the podcast for people to listen to, or you know, cut up and put on a TikTok. And Reels and Facebook Reels and YouTube Shorts and all the other apps that I'm not doing well on, and that everybody in this business says, oh, you got to get on these apps. And I'm on these apps, social media, doing the thing, nothing's happened yet. So it is what it is.
It's all about to change.
It's all about to change. Nothing's going to happen more now, exponentially. So, Corey, hey, how you doing?
I'm pretty swell.
Well, you just helped me do a photo shoot recreating Jared Leto for my birthday.
I did.
Things we do for jokes, ladies and gentlemen.
A lot of baby oil.
A lot of baby oil. Yeah. And I'm going to have to edit it and make it look even more shiny because he was very shiny in this photo. I'll put it right here. I don't care. I'm probably going to put this out before my birthday, but I recreated this photo, and I'm going to post it on my birthday, which I've told you about is coming up. And I told you about it a couple weeks ago, but it's actually next week, this week, whenever this drops. If I end up editing this in time, this March 5th is my birthday. Check my Instagram at my name is Razzle to see if you're even watching this. If you're not watching this, if you're on TikTok, whatever, it doesn't matter. Corey.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. So you, you've been in this town how long?
Like 30 years.
You've been in L.A. for 30 years.
Yeah.
And you're from Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And you've moved down here originally to like do acting and stuff.
I did.
You were in Batman Returns.
I mean, as an extra.
Yeah, but he was in Batman. Guess who wasn't in Batman Returns? This guy. So that's cool. I mean, you were in Batman Returns. That was fun. You were in another movie recently that we were talking about at Joel's house, right? Weren't you? Or somewhere you're like, oh, I was in that movie.
I mean, I was in a lot of stuff as an extra.
I mean, that's this town though, right?
I mean, I had some very small speaking parts in like in Living Color, which is probably my biggest one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
what okay, so let's get to brass tacks, cuz you got some white things here that look like napkins with some letters on it.
Yeah.
Tell me about this Nicolas Cage story. So you're in this town for how many years before this event?
I don't know. I mean, This is probably like 15 years ago.
Okay, 15 years ago. I've been in this town for 12, so this was 3 years before I got here.
Yeah, my friend is a DJ, and he's done I've been to a lot of really good Hollywood style or type parties because of that. He's done a lot of really good parties over the years, and he used to do parties at Nicolas Cage's houses. And
plural. Were any of them his castles?
No, neither were. One was in Beverly Hills and one was out PCH in Malibu. That was beautiful.
So you've been to multiple parties at Nicolas Cage's houses.
Yeah, I've been to 3 Nicolas Cage parties.
Were they all at different houses?
No, the 2 were in the Hollywood or in the Beverly Hills, I think, area, and then the one was out at the
Malibu.
The 4th of July Malibu one was he was right there on the beach. He had a barge pull up in front of his house, and we had our own 4th of July fireworks display.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's the best fireworks display I've ever seen. It was awesome.
And that's why he's broke right now.
I'm sure. I mean, his butler said that he probably went to that house like 4 times a year.
And that's something.
And it was beautiful. It was an amazing house. But
I'm a fan. I like Nick Cage and his movies. So you went to the, so tell me about this one party that you were going to, you had a story about this one party.
Well, it was when I went to use the bathroom, they had these paper towels that were amazing. They felt like, you know, they were really a soft, really good quality paper towel. And they had his, initials on them in gold. So I thought that was hilarious. And so I kept one.
It looks like you kept two.
I kept two. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
You don't have monogram towels. I've been over here a lot.
No, I don't. But I used to say that if I ever made it, I would, get some really nice monogram towels with the initials NC on them. And, and people would be like, what does that stand for? And I would say, well, Nick Cage, of course.
That's funny. You should. I mean, funny someday. You own a house in California and I don't. So it sounds like you're doing better than most people.
I guess. Yeah.
I'm going to get you some monogram towels for Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, they're pretty,
these are pretty good. Pretty thick. These are good paper towels. Nice. I'm going to get you some real ones. Towels. I'm going to get you some real towels with NCs engraved
with
on them.
With NCs on them?
With NCs on them. That's funny. And this was the 4th of July party? Or this was at
No, I think
party?
That was at the Beverly Hills party.
This was when he was married to Lisa Marie, because you said there was a painting hanging up of her.
Yeah, there was a painting hanging up. I didn't see this. This happened to my friend.
Oh,
your
friend.
A painting hanging on the wall of like a really weird like... angel devil thing or something of her and
Lisa Marie Presley, Elvis Presley's daughter, who for the audience don't remember because this was a long time ago, was married to Nicolas Cage for a brief period of time.
Yeah, she was at all the parties. Yeah, she was. I was gonna say she wasn't at the beach one, but I remember she was at the beach. She was at all. Anyway, at one of the parties, there was a painting of her on the wall, and my friend, was standing there looking at it, and she walked by and he said, I really love this painting. And she said, you should keep your opinions to yourself.
That's amazing. As you should. Always keep your opinions to yourself, especially online and on Twitter and on Facebook. Unless you have a podcast, then voice all your opinions that nobody cares about listening to, like myself. That's funny.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would have a picture hanging up if you don't want to hear people applaud it. I don't know. Wild.
Yeah. Well, she wasn't the nicest person, I'll say.
No. Yeah. But well, I mean, when you got a lot to live up to when your dad's Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
You know, also, she could have been having a bad day.
And
you know?
When you were married to Michael Jackson before you were married to Nicolas Cage.
Was that was before? I thought it was after.
So. Oh, you know what? I don't know. Honestly.
We can fact check this. Nobody cares.
I'm not sure.
I mean, it also could have been she could have had a bad day. Everybody has days they're going through, you know. Or she could have just not been a nice person. She might be a nice person now. We don't know. I'm not in the business of canceling people unless it's your Spectrum Cable. Stop calling me. I don't want any. I got Wi-Fi. I got the internet. Spectrum. You ever have a Spectrum call? You get a lot of those calls?
This show is sponsored by Spectrum.
Spectrum. I'm going to remove all my podcasts off of Spectrum because Joe Rogan's on Spotify. Two different things.
Makes complete sense.
It doesn't. Nobody listens to this, Corey. No, people do. Some people do, believe it or not. And whether or not, well, I shouldn't say they do or they're not. I get downloads. I get a substantial amount of downloads.
You don't know if they're actually listened to, but someone does download them.
Somebody downloads them. I don't know if it could be an iPhone farm that accidentally downloads them that, you know, that people have to get followers on Instagram or whatever, one of these iPhone farms. But I do get I get at least 1,000 downloads an episode a week. You know, when I put out a new episode, like the two episodes I put out 3 weeks ago, both of them have 1,000 downloads. Now, whether or not 1,000 people are listening to them or not, they could just be downloaded.
Right. And that means that someone has subscribed to your podcast. And so when you put a new one out, it goes onto their phone.
At least 1,000 people. But then again, I'm subscribed to podcasts and they don't automatically download. So I'm not that tech savvy. I don't understand some of that. it's been a while since I learned a lot about that. Like, I used to know more about that, and now I don't because it's
been
a while.
Well, on Apple, there's an option on your phone.
Yeah.
Whether you want it to actually download onto your phone or not.
Or not. Because some of mine don't, and I play it live to the thing. But they do take up a lot of space.
They do.
Cool. All right. Well, that was a fun story. Thank you for that, Corey.
Sure.
This is this is a short episode. This is a short podcast, but that's what they're going to be. You know, nobody needs to listen to hour long podcasts anymore. And maybe I'll have an hour long podcast. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll keep them, less than 30 minutes of nonsense, because you guys got other podcasts to listen to that are way more informative than my bullshit. But I appreciate it, and I appreciate you, Corey. As always, thank you for everything. Smash the like, comment, subscribe, all that stuff. Help the algorithm if you're watching on any of that stuff. If you've made it this far on, if I'm going to put this on TikTok, like, comment, subscribe. Famous Adjacent on all platforms. My name is Razzle. Take care of yourselves and check the food expiration dates in your refrigerator, because there's probably a lot of expired food in the very back of your refrigerator, especially, and check the freezer too. Throw out all the stuff that's got freezer burn and frost on top of it, because it's not good and you shouldn't eat it. And stay awesome and rock and roll.